Dumbarton by Ginger John. Chapter 9, Part 1. There was a deafening boom. I felt a powerful gust of wind, as if pulling me upward, sucking me into a dark wormhole. After a while, I couldn't feel the hurricane-like wind anymore. The ship had successfully launched, and my brother and I were officially in space. I could see outside from the window on the right side of the room, but the view was disappointing, since all I could see outside was darkness. Oliver sighed in relief and dropped back into his chair, which was also an auspice chair, only it looked a lot like the one in Mr. Ford's office. He must be relieved that the ship did not explode as well. "How come you're so good at this?" I asked curiously, finally recovering from the intense scare. I mean, knowing how to build a spacecraft isn't a prerequisite skill to the Dumbartons, is it? So I'm not the one with the problem. He chuckled, turning around in his chair. It was installed into the floor and the wheels had been removed. Well, who do you think built our spaceship when we were banished and were forced to travel to Earth? He turned to face the wall of buttons again and started pressing them with his left hand and simultaneously controlling the joysticks with his right. Father started teaching me about these kinds of things when I was very young, long before you were even born. I scratched my head. It was clear that there was still a lot I needed to learn from my brother. I have so many questions. Why were we even banished in the first place? We didn't really murder anybody, right? No, Avery. You were accused and was forced to leave. I wasn't, but I came with you because I couldn't leave my little sister behind. I still don't quite understand what really happened, but I just know that you were framed. Someone must have thought you were just a little girl and was very weak, which made you an easy target. Whoever framed you must be a good liar and actor, that's for sure. There was a sudden jerk, and the spaceship almost flipped over and won a whole 180. Oliver shoved the joystick to the left and waited for the thing to stabilize. All I remember now is how angry and disappointed mother and father were when they found out their darling daughter murdered someone. He continued. They ordered me to choose sides, to stay or not to stay, and I chose not to be with my little sister. Because you were not only my baby sister then, you were my best friend. But unfortunately, after we landed on Earth, we somehow got separated, and I had been looking for you since. It really was a large world to search. I was once again really touched by how much my brother cared about me. Well, I didn't even know I had a brother. I really appreciated the way he took care of me when nobody else would. How long is it going to take to get there? I asked, changing the topic. You've got enough water and food supplies, right? Yeah, don't worry, he replied, standing up from his chair. I stashed a great amount of food and water in the storage room. It'll take about 1 to 2 weeks to get there, so we need to be ready. But it's just more time for us to catch up, so I'll take it. I opened my eyes wide in surprise. 1 to 2 weeks, I exclaimed. It takes that long? Hey, it could have been longer. Fortunately, Father taught me how to build super speed spacecrafts when I was 6, and lucky for us, I still remember how to. This ship was a 4-year work, Oliver said, walking over to the storage room. He suddenly stopped dead in his tracks. Do you hear that? I turned to the direction of the storage room and listened carefully. Aside from the soft whirring of the spacecraft, there was a voice, a girl's voice, screaming for help. It was muffled, and I could not make out the words. Her voice sounded familiar. That sounds like, I stammered. Oliver pulled the storage room door open and revealed Carolina. She stepped outside and rushed over to hug me. Thank God you found me, she cried, squeezing my neck so tightly it was more like choking me. I could have been stuck in that place forever, she looked around, a dazed expression on her face. Wait, where are we? Oliver stared at my friend in horror. Who the hell is that and why is she here? Calm down, Oliver. This is just my friend, Carolina, I said in a soothing tone. I glanced at her. Wait, but why are you here? And how? Carolina folded her arms in front of her chest as if in deep thought. Let's see. Yesterday I was going to meet someone on the roof of this spectacular school building, but instead I found this massive piece of machine, she recalled, searching for the right words every once in a while. It was so large I couldn't see all of it at once, so I could not figure out what it was. There was a pad beside what looked like a door, and there was a robotic voice telling me to enter the password. But before I could do that, the door opened, so I walked inside. Oliver shrugged. Perhaps there's a tiny mistake in my spaceship. But then I couldn't make the door open again, so I started to look around, trying to figure out what the machine was and how to get out, she continued. Then I somehow entered the small room and got stuck inside. I called for help, but there was no one, so I ate the food that was stored there and just waited for someone to come rescue me. I turned to Oliver. The horrified look on his face was not gone. Do you know what this means, Avery? He said, his voice a little more than a murmur. There's no turning back on this. She needs to travel to planet Dumbarton with us. Carolina raised an eyebrow. Say what now? I'm so sorry I dragged you into this mess, Carolina. I apologized sincerely. Oliver built the spaceship himself, and unfortunately, we cannot turn back and drop you off on Earth first before we go back to our home planet. You must come with us. We're in a spaceship? Carolina exclaimed. Her mouth dropped open. Leaving for another planet? All right, I guess I can live with that. She gulped down her saliva and started breathing heavily. It was just too much information to take in all at once, and I understood perfectly. There's still one little question. The person I was meeting agreed to meet on the rooftop, so she must be in here somewhere. We heard a bang coming from the control room. Then the door opened. I recognized her face immediately. Monica! I squealed. My spaceship has no errors! Oliver cried. She was hiding in the control room, and she was the one who opened the door for Carolina. Avery? Monica looked very confused. She sighed in relief. Thank God it's only you. I thought I was stuck in here with some insane alien who's traveling to another planet, judging by your conversations. But now I see that's just absurd. I winced. Your absurd theory is 99% correct. Monica frowned. What do you mean? So I explained to her about how I was an alien and was banished from my own planet after being accused of homicide, and how I had superpowers and that humans worship. It took me quite a while to tell her the whole story, but I took my time. By the time I was done, Monica had a bewildered expression on her face, and she was perplexed by my story. All this time you've been lying to me? Why didn't you tell me? I didn't know either until George told me, I clarified. And for the record, you never told me that you were meeting Carolina in secret. You're the one who's been lying to me. Monica scowled. I have the right to do that without telling you. Yeah, Avery, we just wanted to talk about... Carolina hesitated. Something that's none of your business. I spun around to face Oliver, seeing that I did not have a comeback, and noticed that Oliver was sitting in his chair, frowning this whole time. He saw me watching him. I thought this trip was just going to be about our family, he said. I went through so much trouble just so we could go back to our parents, but now that your friends have joined, I guess I put all my heart into nothing. Just so you know, I'm not happy with the results. He disappeared into the control room. Carolina and Monica went away into the master bedroom to kill the awkwardness. Looking outside the window, I exhaled in misery, my breath fogging up the glass. I drew a smiley face on it and stepped backward, pretending the smile was mine. Did I just wreck my friendship with two of my best friends and make my brother, who had always been so supportive, lose faith in me? I stood there, staring blankly out at the complete darkness, wishing that I could go back in time to fix it. Suddenly, Oliver came rushing out from the control room. He looked out the window and frantically started pressing on buttons. "Oh no, it's really here," he cried, a terrified expression on his face. Carolina and Monica heard Oliver's shouts and came out from the master bedroom. "What's going on?" I asked Monica. I followed Oliver's gaze and squinted my eyes, struggling to see what was outside. There was a dark thing looming outside, something I'd never seen before. "It's the black hole," my brother cried. "This one is special, in a bad way. When you get stuck inside, it makes you relive your worst nightmare. It is extremely painful, and your nightmares aren't something that you've actually experienced. It's an illusion. But that is what makes it even worse. They're usually scarier than reality." "Well, can't you find another course? Can't you go around it or something?" I suggested, starting to panic. "No, this is the fastest way to planet Dumbarton. Rerouting doubles the time it takes to get there. Perhaps dreaming a terrifying dream is worth avoiding another week of boredom." Oliver took a deep breath and gathered us around him. "We need to stay close together. This is going to hurt." I took one last glance at the black hole and shut my eyes. A cold wave of fear swept over us and swallowed us, and I felt something like a net lightning strike coursing through my body. It started up from my feet, moving upward, traveling through my veins. It made my blood churn, practically boiling the cells of my body as it hurtled past. Up and up it went, flowing past my stomach and then entered my heart, frying it with no mercy. As it swept away, all that it left behind was black ashes and crisps. Then came the brain. That was when I completely passed out. All this happened in less than a second, yet it felt like the lightning was taking its time, making sure that I could feel every bit of the pain. Then I began to dream.